Lisa Mitchell auf Lux FM mit Neapolitan Dreams. 12:03 und am heutigen Abend spielt sie im Rahmen der Sommerloft-Veranstaltung in der Escobar am Badeschiff, die Australierin Lisa Mitchell, die eigentlich Engländerin ist, aber seitdem sie 3 Jahre alt ist, lebt sie in Australien. Wir quatschen über die neueste dritte LP, die sie mit dem australischen Musiker Tim Harvey aufgenommen hat. Wir sprechen über die Notwendigkeit einer Live-Aufnahme im Jahr 2015. Wir sprechen über kreative Buschspaziergänge, das Fernsehen und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, Lisa Mitchell.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I wish I spoke German.
Yes, I think Tim does speak a little bit of German, right?
In school.
In school.
Yeah.
But you've
not since then.
But you've nodded quite a few times when I was talking about Lisa right now, so you understand a little bit.
Bits and pieces. Yeah.
Being polite. Nodding. The nodding part was about being polite.
Being supportive.
So Lisa, how are you doing? How's everything?
I'm good. Yes, I'm really good.
Where are you coming from today?
So we came from London yesterday. We played a festival in London.
Wow.
Yeah, called Bushstock, which was great. Yeah, and we're just doing a European tour, so
cool.
Playing Berlin tonight. Should be fun.
And you're presenting some of your newest songs, I believe, right?
Yes.
You and Tim, you've entered the studio in November 2014. At least that's what I've read.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
is
right.
Is that true?
Recording.
Oh, really? Have we? I've forgotten about the whole thing already.
Totally.
So how was that? How did you guys find together, actually? Because you've done your previous recordings with somebody else. How did you get in touch with Tim? What made you trust this guy?
He seemed okay. No, I think I met you a few years ago and just through friends in Melbourne. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we just did some recording and then, you know, started writing. And we worked on Waha, which is the kind of latest single together.
Yeah,
yeah so...
It's a beautiful single, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I really love the sound philosophy that you've used for it. It's a quiet song.
Mm.
It's been recorded live. At least that's what I've read about it. And it has this little bossa nova feel to it.
Yeah.
How did you find that new philosophy for that new record? How did you realize that you want to strip down your sound again a little bit again?
I think like when Tim and I kind of write together, we really like enjoy bossa nova, so kind of just happens.
Yeah.
We
talked a lot and just hung out a lot.
And when we're talking right now, I realize that you both have really soft speaking voices. That's something that totally fits into bossa nova as well, right? Because those bossa nova artists, they always sing like,
really quiet.
Yeah, as soft as possible. Bossa nova style. Your 2012 record, Bless This Mess, actually has been re-released for the German market as well in November 2014.
Mm. Yeah.
That must feel a bit strange, but I don't want to talk about strange feelings. I want to know if you have a plan for putting out the third LP. Do you know when it's going to come out already?
Well, I really hope that it will be out early next year, so 2016.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're just recording and kind of getting everything together and... Yeah, I hope. So next year.
Okay, so it's not entirely done yet.
No, half baked.
So. Okay, cool. But you're confident in finishing the whole thing this year, maybe at the end of the summer, go back to the studio again and polish a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still writing, so, you know, there could be some last minute
additions. I've read that you had plans to record the entire record with a live band.
Mm.
Why is that idea so important to you? And why is it probably important in the year 2015 to go back to the live recordings again?
Well, that's changed a little bit now. But I think in general, you know, it's really important that, you know, any kind of recording just feels real and, you know, like your heart is in it. And I think when you're doing parts of recordings anyway, live with other musicians, it just kind of has an element of real life and, you know, feeling. And so the whole thing isn't live, but I always should try and, you know, have as much as I can live as possible.
Yeah, and I really think that's the thing that keeps a record breathing for a long time. Because if you listen to some to some early 2000 stuff from bands that incorporated sequencers into their music, and it's all like quantized to the max. Mm. You'd be listening to that song for like 5 times, then you got it, you know what it's all about. Mm. And from then on, it's getting more and more boring each time you listen to it. But when you listen to some old school Marvin Gaye stuff, after like 1,000 times of listening to it, you'd be like, oh, there's mistakes in there. I love them.
Yeah,
I love them. I gotta re-listen to that song and maybe find out more mistakes, because they are really important, especially nowadays. So I really think it's a good idea for you guys to record as much as possible with a live band.
Yeah, it's very human.
Yeah. Now we've talked about the new single, Waha. Let's play it so that people get to know it. Although we have played that song for a few times already in the last few weeks. Here's Lisa Mitchell mit Waha. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen dann noch die letzten Tickets für ihr Konzert heute Abend im Rahmen der Sommerloft-Veranstaltungen in der Escobar am Badeschiff. Yes, das ist eine sehr aufregende Session, die wir heute hier haben mit Lisa Mitchell, die Tim Harvey übrigens mit ins Studio gebracht hat, den Mann, mit dem sie auch im Studio war. Wir werden gleich eine Live-Performance hören aus dem Flux FM Studio, die hier vorbereitet wird mit kleiner Tape-Machine und vielen weiteren kleinen Dingen. Before we start the live thing, I have one or two more questions for Lisa, but you can rewind the tape to the I mean, prepare yourself, it's all good. I've read that you wrote Waha, the song, while being with your family back in Australia. You were sitting in the back of a car or something, relaxing, looking into the bushes. So, but I can really imagine that this must be a pretty inspiring surrounding, like taking long walks in the bush and stuff.
Absolutely. My family lived down kind of south of Melbourne on a farm. And so I always feel really safe and just happy when I'm with my family. Yeah. So we're just on a little holiday down there. And I just got this feeling of, kind of quite a joyous feeling. And I think that really is encompassed in Waha. Yeah.
And it must be a brilliant thing to have those both extremes, right? Traveling through the big cities of the world with your band.
Yeah.
And then you come home and you just... go for endless walks in the bush and you meet no one. But a few animals, maybe.
A few koalas. I love being in the bush.
Yeah, cool.
Australia's good for that.
Cool. Yeah. Now, as we've tried to prepare as good as possible for this performance, let's try with the signal mixture of this microphone covering the beats and Tim's guitar. And I want to record that stuff. Welcome to the morning show in the afternoon. That's what the show is called. It's a bit chaotic, as you might have realized, but that's part of the show, actually. If this everything would be super professional, people would think this is a boring show and would change the channel. You know what I'm saying? So this is actually... It's all on purpose. What's happening right now is all on purpose.
This is a show like our lives.
Yeah, we're live on the air. And you're going to play me a song right now, if that's okay for you. Lisa Mitchell, nochmal live. Which song are we going to be listening to?
It's a song called I Remember Love.
Okay.
And it's, should be on the new album, I think.
Okay, cool.
This is the first time on radio.
Oh, yeah, wow. Sure. It's a world premiere.
World premiere.
Yes. Let me just adjust this microphone for your guitar.
Okay, thank you.
I think this is going to sound great.
Of course it is.
Yes, go for it.
Love is fleeting. Take my
Applaus, Applaus, Applaus! Meine Damen und Herren, Lisa Mitchell live auf Lux FM mit dem Beat aus dem rauschenden Tape Recorder. I like the fact that it was like all the time. Beautiful sound. And thank you for improvising with me because the console didn't really want to do what we wanted to do. Okay. Thank you. That was really beautiful. And professional as well. Professional people in the studio. Wer heute Abend zu Lisa Mitchell möchte, der kann jetzt die allerletzten Tickets gewinnen für das Konzert auf dem Badeschiff, am Badeschiff in der Escobar im Rahmen der Sommerlaufveranstaltung. So ist es ganz richtig. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste. I just gave away the last tickets for an otherwise sold out show. So you guys gonna have a beautiful audience tonight in front of the stage. And you brought beautiful weather, so you have a nice time. Please come back as soon as possible so we can do another live show with the working console. And we'll talk about the finished record then maybe as well.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you guys for visiting. See you next year maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye.